The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple. Amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
One of my vivid memories of my time here at St. Joseph was during a time where actually there was nobody in the church. It was during those terrible times during the COVID outbreak, and nobody was allowed to come in. And we had to celebrate a Easter vigil service with the pews empty. But if you remember that year, on the night of the Easter vigil, there was a very strong, violent thunderstorm. And during the storm, you could hear everything going on outside. I finished the Mass, and I'm giving some words of encouragement to the video camera, and all of a sudden, over here in this corner, water starts flowing into the church. And out of the wall in the entrance here, water was gushing out. So we had a little leak. But in my mind, I was thinking, this is the most biblical thing, that water flowing from the temple into the house of God. I also have a lot of memories in this area right here of the baptismal font. I calculated that during my 8 years here, we probably did more than 500 baptisms. It's probably more than that. It might be even past 600. One of the primary ministries of the church is baptism. And so these readings this weekend lend to a reflection on this beautiful sacrament of baptism. And so for my last homily, I'm going to talk about baptism, if that's okay. Because it's one of those sacraments that help to strengthen us, guide us, and give us a firm foundation in Jesus. Let's think a little more then about the words of St. Paul today when he says, "Are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" It may be a hard connection, the connection between death, the death of Jesus, and baptism. The sacrament of baptism gives new life in Christ. Of course, a baptism is a happy occasion, certainly not sad. And in truth, the sacrament of baptism is closely related to the sacrifice of Jesus and his death, but also his resurrection. In this sacrament of the water that is poured upon the person, the mystery of salvation comes forth. in the sacrament of baptism, we die with Christ, we die to our sin, we die to the effects of original sin, and then we rise up out of the waters to new life. It is appropriate to say that we are reborn through the sacrament of baptism. St. Paul says this in his words. He said, "Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." And so the sacrament of baptism is our divine adoption. We rise to new life, and the Lord, in his love, connects us forever to the heavenly Jerusalem. In the waters of baptism, the Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, along with the Blessed Mother, all the saints and angels, they come to our baptism to welcome us. God, in this moment of rebirth, claims our souls, and we are forever known by God. We receive sanctifying grace through baptism and live a life of grace through the sacraments of the church. But also, baptism is the beginning of our life with Jesus and his cross. Our life with Jesus is never disconnected from the cross. Think of it in this way. The sacrament of baptism enrolls us into the school of the cross of Jesus. It's where we begin our studies, where we begin to be formed by the love and heart and body and blood of Jesus. This school teaches us how to live the virtues of faith, hope, and love. This school teaches us how to pray, how to stay close to Jesus and his church. This school teaches us how to lose our lives for the sake of the gospel of Jesus. Jesus wants us to embrace his cross so that we can more courageously embrace our own crosses. Embrace the cross of Jesus so that you can live. The teachers of this school are the Holy Spirit, Jesus, the saints and angels, our Blessed Mother. But of course, our teachers on this earth, our parents, our family, our parish family, witnesses. We need these witnesses of good disciples of Jesus, good pastors and priests, and those who proclaim the gospel, and also the people of God, the people of goodwill. We are all part of this communion of love. The whole church participates in the forming of a Christian heart. And this is all, the beginning of all of this happens here at baptism. In 21 years as a priest, I can't even begin to calculate the number of baptisms. Well into the thousands. Pray this week on your own baptism. Many of you probably don't remember it because you were babies or too young. But some of you do. Some of you are converts and you remember your baptism well. You may not remember it because you were young, but we can meditate on the grace that we received at the moment of our baptism. We can think about that moment with our parents and family and friends and the priest or deacon, whoever administered that sacrament, whoever was with us. But also in that moment, remembering that the whole church gathered with us, the church on earth and the church in heaven. Meditate on your baptism in prayer and in thanksgiving. We can meditate on the grace received and on how the Lord continues to guide our hearts in faith, in trust, and in the power of his cross. Pray this week for the strength to take up your cross and follow Jesus with renewed trust. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.